Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I want to start by saying I love technology. I've got all sorts of technology on my phone and at home, and I do love it. But what I don't like is our children's very basic human development being suppressed by a very vocal but unseen layer of society. See, a funny thing happened a while back. I made a suggestion that I make a pretend rifle out of plywood and some electrical conduit for a cowboy and cowgirl themed segment on the living room. I was immediately shut down on this idea because we don't do that sort of thing anymore, Baz. Life has really moved on since your day. Now, I'm not sure when it was, but all of a sudden in my lifetime, that sort of make-believe good guys versus bad guys shooting each other started to be regarded as inappropriate. Making slingshots out of branches was in fact encouraging violence. And the rolled-up newspaper I used to use as a samurai sword was seen as acts of violence. Then, of course, aiming your tennis racket at a stranger as they dared to walk past your front yard was seen as an obvious sign of future acts of aggression in children. But anyway, I get it, I said, and we moved on. The segment was a lot of fun. I made a wagon out of a table and some plywood from Bunnings. I created a gold mining sort of setup that the kids just absolutely loved. But what happened while I was doing this segment was I started to reminisce about my own childhood. See, the segment was out in the western suburbs of Sydney, quite close to where I used to live, and I had some great memories of this area. I remember when I was a kid, I used to do a lot of exploring in the scrub near this home. That's what kids did back then. I had a very active mind, and I could always see an opportunity. Maybe it was a perfect arrangement of limbs on a tree that would support the perfect treehouse, or even just one that had fallen out of the tree and was small enough yet strong enough to craft the perfect slingshot. I'd spend hours combining both those imaginary images with a vision of me taking refuge in a safe house tree, spying for wild animals or strangers that might come into my area that I could take down with a slingshot. Or at very least, defending my new castle with a DIY rifle made out of a carved off piece of timber and maybe a piece of broomstick cut to the right length. And of course, the perfect treehouse would have a very sophisticated communication system as well. Two cans connected with a tight string that me and my mates could keep ourselves informed if the enemy that never came was approaching. Well, thankfully, it seems we've been saved from all that. It seems that we've retreated from the outdoors and scrub to lounge rooms, and children even have TVs in their bedrooms now. TV is the full-time stimulus, as well as gaming consoles that allow children to shoot things on their screen with a perfect replica of a machine gun. It even vibrates when you fire. The graphics have gotten better, and the on-screen victims are more lifelike now. With the push of a button, we can change the level of violence at will. The parent can choose a sympathetic death for the victims of their children or a full-blown, blood-spurting massacre. Recently, my children went to a birthday party at a laser tag centre. Flaming lights and the sound of live ammunition is the stimulus, as well as blood-curdling screams of the victims. One of the little ones that attended actually broke down and cried. It was just a bit overwhelming, the parents said. No harm done. She'll be right after we blow out the candles. Well, yep, we certainly have come a long way, haven't we, Baz? Or have we actually lost sight of the trees because of the digital forest? Here's a funny story that could tack on to the end of this little rant that I've just had. You know, I think my brother was 11 years old. He'd got a hernia. It was around Christmas and he was in Bankstown Hospital. Now, this would have been about 1971. So I'll share this story with you. My brother really, really wanted the slug gun. He wanted it for Christmas, but we couldn't afford it. And being that he was going to be in hospital for his birthday, the 22nd of January, Dad decided we had to pull out all the stops and make sure Mick got the thing he really, really wanted, a slug gun. Now, my dad grew up in the country, so he was very comfortable with guns. And he thought it important that we were comfortable as well. Now, let me preface this. I despise shooting now. It's not my go at all. But there we were, 1971, me and Dad walking across the car park of Bankstown Hospital with a slug gun and a packet of 50 lead slugs. On the way across the car park, Dad decided to put a couple of cans near the gutter of the car park. I didn't really know what we were up to, but when we got up the top, Dad said, "See those cans down there? Do you reckon you could hit them from here? Mix it. Oh, can I, Dad? Can I?" And sure enough, in a hospital room, my dad cocked a slug gun, put a slug in, then showed my brother how to set the sights with a little pin at one end and the V at the other end, and then slowly and surely squeeze the trigger. "Don't pull the trigger," he said. "If you pull it, you're going to shake the barrel and you're going to miss your target." So there we were. We pulled the first one off, and like any good brother, I got to have a go as well. At that time, the matron or the nurse, I'm not sure what she was, walked into the room to see what all the commotion was about, because everyone was cheering because my brother got the can with the first shot. "Oh my God," she said, "is that a slug gun?" We sort of gingerly said, yeah, it's his birthday and he really wants one. "Can I have a shot?" she said. "Can I have a shot?" So the nurse had a shot. And then, believe it or not, the doctor came in and he had a shot as well. Now, I want to bring one more layer into this scene. Got to imagine this. The kid that was in the bed opposite my brother was in hospital because he got shot in the ass with a slug gun. So naturally, he had to have a go as well. The doctor said, after he has his shot, we've got to stop this or one of us is going to get into trouble. You know I'm going to get some backlash from this story, this little rant, if you will, and I'm happy to hear it. In fact, I'll read it out if you've got something negative or positive to say about what I've just said. But I just wonder where we're heading, and are we heading in the right direction? You know, you can email me at hammerathome@network10.com.au, and I'm always keen to hear what you have to say, and maybe I'll say it for you. Take it easy. See you next time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tim Gossage.
Beautiful looking men. We're now on a podcast.
And Lockie Reed.
So what is this show all about? Right, for those who don't know, The Western Front was a footy show. It's a WA-flavoured show.
The Western Front, now available on Acast, iTunes, Spotify, and other good podcast platforms.
Perth's own locally produced footy show right here on Network 10.